Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now...
Good morning, Mark. This is Todd Tanger, owner of North Shore 104.9 FM, and I want to congratulate you on 10 years of Dollars and Cents Radio. From 96.9 FM Talk to North Shore 104.9 FM, you've been bringing great radio and financial advice in a language that even I can understand. I appreciate your friendship and your advocacy of keeping it local radio. I can't wait to hear and see your next 10 great years of Dollars and Cents. Congratulations again from everyone here at North Shore 104.9 Radio.
Thanks so much, Todd, and everybody, welcome to the live studio. We're here live in studio today celebrating our 10th anniversary. Marion, can you believe it?
I can't believe we're that old.
I know. Just I'm going to turn down my ears in a minute, so yeah. It's a little loud here.
Hold on. Beautiful.
Let's see if that's a little bit better.
I think that's good.
Yeah, so we're doing this live, and we're Facebook Live. We've got so many people here in studio today. But all the technicians. I mean, they brought in the big crowd today.
There you go. I guess they don't trust us.
I guess not. So everybody, welcome to the Treetop Studios here at North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and still above Daniela's Restaurant, where they have the best garlic bread. Joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman.
Good morning, Mark, and happy 10 years, huh?
Can you believe that 10 years ago, we sat in a studio back out in Boston?
Yeah.
One of these big-time stations out in Boston, and did our radio show for the first time.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. And,
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and we began to wonder, will people call in? What should we do? What's going on? We had no idea.
Absolutely none.
And
it worked out, didn't it?
And it worked out for a year. And then all of a sudden, we get this call from, it was the station WTKK, which was in Boston, where they did the talk radio station. And they said, sorry, Mark, we're changing our concept. We're going from talk radio to hip-hop. And so we were out of business.
I don't know why they didn't think we'd fit in.
Yeah, so, well, I had a name for the show that we were going to do, but I don't think I could say that on the radio.
Probably not.
No, I think that wasn't inappropriate. So
I know you like to be controversial,
but I think I'd get beeped in my live 10-year anniversary show. So we get this call. We get this call like a few months later from this girl, Andrea Kerwitz. And I think
you knew?
Yeah, so Andrea Kerwitz and I grew up together. We went to elementary school together, junior high school together. I had a crush on Andrea. She does know that. I'm not revealing anything today, but there's plenty of stories with Andrea. But the funniest thing with Andrea was we were scheduled when we were 13 years old. My bar mitzvah and her bat mitzvah were the same day. The same day in April. And
what'd you do?
But we all had the same friends because we all grew up together. So our friends had to battle who was going to go to whose bar mitzvah party that night. And I guess it all worked out. And so Andrea is now...
Did anyone come to yours?
Yeah, thanks. We had a few wallflowers. And I remember I had my leisure suit because, you know, that's what we wore back then, right?
Of course.
The leisure suit.
Powder blue, I hope.
Yeah. With the ruffles and stuff.
Yeah. No, the shirt was ruffled, right?
No, the shirt was ruffled. I had the big... flappy, I don't know, polyester lapels.
Ooh.
With some kind of fancy print on it or something. It was...
Well, you were one of the cool kids.
I really wasn't because everyone went to Andrea's bat mitzvah, clearly.
There you go.
Yeah, so here we are. So Andrea invites us to say, hey, Mark, why don't you do some local radio? We have an opening here at the station. And the rest really is history.
Absolutely. And that was our market anyways, really. The Boston market wasn't quite the thing.
It wasn't, right. The station, it expanded to what? Rhode Island, Connecticut, all over the place. But our focus has always been on serving the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area.
Yeah, those are our people.
And it's where we've grown up. I mean, look,
exactly.
You grew up here.
Me too,
I grew up here.
And, absolutely.
And that's really what's made this firm and our firm successful, the radio show successful, because what we do is we're always telling local stories about local things that are going on, real stories that people are experiencing in the community.
And we remember those old days with Hilltop and the cows and
that's right.
Along Route 1.
Yeah, we were driving down Route 1 just yesterday. I was with Laura. And she was noticing where Kelly's was. And I said, that used to be the Red Coach Grill.
I remember that.
The Red Coach Grill. And then after that, wasn't it El Torito? It was a Mexican
I grew up in Saugus, but I can't remember.
We had Valleys. And
Yeah, Valleys and Hilltop were the two big ones. They were a little further down.
Yeah, they were. They were. And do you know where the cows are now?
You know what? I don't.
They're
I can't remember.
They're over at Linfield Marketplace.
Oh, that's right.
They moved all the cows over to Linfield Marketplace. So yes,
weren't they on the South Shore at some point? Was there a cow down there?
Probably. I mean, I think people used to steal the cows for high school pranks and stuff at graduations.
Right? Of course, yeah.
And then there was the big, remember that big giant cow that was over in front of the car dealership over here on Route 114? I think it's where the Acura dealership is now. There was a big cow that people used to steal. Oh, no, it was...
We didn't come up this way.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm making
this was
stuff
way
up,
too far for us.
That's right. Yeah, you only went south to Boston. You
did.
Go north, right?
We did. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I remember the orange dinosaur.
I remember the orange dinosaur. It's isn't it still there?
It is.
They kept it. They kept the orange dinosaur. Anyways,
historic.
So here we are in studio today, 10th anniversary special.
Unbelievable.
And we go on Facebook Live. Thank you to Judy Paracella, who is Facebook Living us. If you are on screen, or if you're enjoying the show, send us some messages. Let us know that you're hearing us, or if there's any audio visual issues, let us know as well.
Exactly.
We're also trying to videotape the show so we can turn this into something that we'll have as a remembrance piece, I guess.
Well, that's kind of scary.
We got a few guests joining us over the course of the day.
That be fun?
Yeah, you just heard Todd Tanger, who's the chairman or CEO or, I don't know, the big boss here at...
the radio station.
Oh, that's so much nicer, Jay. You got that echo out. That was nice going. Jay, the fabulous Jay Foster showed up here to make sure that we're doing our studio, doing this sound right. And that was a good call there, Jay. You got rid of the echo.
Thanks,
nice.
Jay.
Nice. So we've got plenty of people as guests. You heard Todd Tanger sent something in. We've got other special guests as well.
Big surprise.
And we also have joining us later in the show, Kristen Karcher, our Director of Financial Planning, who's been an incredible asset to the firm over the past 4.5, 5 years, something like that. What have you been with us, 19 years, Christian? Coming up on 5 years. All right. So Christian's going to be back in, and I'm looking at my clock. So what do we want to talk about today, Marion?
Let's talk about what happened 10 years ago. In comparison today.
Well, I was...
Where are we?
I was 45. I'm now 55. I'm not afraid to say, I won't ask your question.
Well, thanks a lot.
No, I won't put you on the spot. But
I was 10 years younger, too.
You certainly were. And
and I felt it.
But you know what's really interesting? So what happened 10 years ago around this time? Do you know that we had that that earthquake in the Philippines?
Right, exactly. I don't remember that as clearly as I do some of the other things that happened in the U.S.
What do you remember?
Well, thinking back to those days. I always think about the shootings in Connecticut.
Oh, and the Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook, yeah.
There's the Sandy Hook one, and there was also the one in Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado, that's correct.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Scary, isn't it?
Do you know what also happened 10 years ago, which probably we don't want to talk about, is the Patriots lost the Super Bowl. To the New York Giants. Remember when...
that's not top of my mind.
I forget who it was who caught the ball on the top of his helmet to grab that catch, and that was like helped to secure the victory for the Giants. That was a depressing Super Bowl.
Yeah, I always watch the Super Bowl, but don't really pay attention to the play.
Yeah, but you know what's also interesting, though, is 10 years ago when we were starting to do our show, Tom Brady was in the middle of his career.
So there you go.
Right, because he just finished about 22 years in this business.
Right, it's too bad he wasn't just starting out. That would have been an interesting comparison. But yeah, 11 years in.
Well, he was already in.
11
he,
years in.
He was
right?
A seasoned pro at that point.
There you go.
But some of the other things, I mean, Whitney Houston, 10 years ago, died in her bathtub.
That I remember, too.
Remember that?
That's scary.
It's hard to believe these things are like 10 years ago. I mean, some of these things I feel like it just happened, wasn't it like 4 or 5 years ago or something? But
seems like it.
Yeah.
And we were just coming out of the financial crisis.
We were. Well, yeah, a few years out.
You know.
Where people started to think, we'll never get back to where we were before.
Never, never, never. That's what we heard, right?
So
in 2009?
Yeah, so where was the Dow Jones Industrial Average back then? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
She didn't come prepared.
I don't have that statistic.
Oh.
You have that statistic, Mark.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were on the same.
You didn't share.
No, I'm sorry. I have my cheat sheet. Don't worry about it.
Let's see if he can see it without his
glasses. Yeah, all right, no kidding. I'm like, hold on a second. I used to be able to read it here 10 years ago. Now it's a little further out.
Yeah, those arms are long enough.
So the Dow Jones Industrial Average in around when we did our show was close to 12,000.
Oh, so it hasn't gone up much since then, right?
No, it had been at a high of 14,000. And then we had the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009, and the market dropped into the 6,600s.
Yep,
and people would say, this time's different. This time is different. We'll never.
I'm not going to live long enough to see it come back.
Right. Never in my lifetime. Never. Yep. And, you know, then, Mark, I don't buy green bananas anymore. I just, I can't take these risks. I can't do anything. And, and by the way, back then, do you remember where interest rates were?
You know, I don't remember where interest rates were.
Well, so
I have the CPI. I don't have interest rates.
Well, I have the one-year CD rate back in 2012. You could get 0.43. Now, people are thinking 10 years ago, we probably could have got 5% back then. No, that was in the 80s, folks. That was in the 19...
The
80s, you could get 10 and 14%.
15, yeah.
Yeah.
15%.
So maybe in the 90s, you could get 80,
yep.
You get
5%. 4 or 5, yep.
But 10 years ago, you could get 0.43. So, if you were sitting in a situation where the market's down, you're starting to climb out of it. We're now at, around 11,000, 12,000 in 2012. And you go, I don't know if I'll ever get back to where it was.
Nope.
I don't know if I'll ever get back to where it was. Maybe I should put my money in cash.
By the way, our clients...
Yes.
For the most part, when you have a mixed portfolio, a well-diversified portfolio, they had all gotten back to where they were before the financial crisis.
So what do you mean by that? Tell our clients more about that. Or tell our listeners more about that, Mary.
Well, so, you know, as we always say, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So when we create portfolios in our office, we create a well-diversified portfolio with exposure to all different types of stocks and bonds. So when you have a well-diversified portfolio, you have a much better chance of, first of all, not going down as much when the market goes down, but recovering more quickly because you have that diversification, as long as you don't sell out at the lows.
And that's it. It's that temptation to sell out because the news scares you into that, too.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you
right.
watch those headlines and stuff.
Yeah, and by the time we got to March of 2009 at the lows... The news was dire. We were never going back up.
Well, we weren't going back up. But also, where were people getting their information? There was this new company called Facebook.
Ah, yeah.
The Facebook, right?
Remember that?
This news, I could meet people, but all of a sudden get news and headlines and stuff. Is that stuff you can trust? This fad of a company called Facebook coming out in 2012.
Right. Facebook was not a good investment as far as that most people were concerned.
No, you know.
It went public and it just went down. The price of that.
Yeah. Came out at $38 a share. And
I think it was down to $24 at a certain point. Yeah.
Would it ever make it 10 years from now?
I'm not really sure. Yeah, no. I mean, who would have thought that Facebook had a terrible week. Over the past week.
Yeah, well, before you start telling about that, we've got to take a quick break. You keep forgetting.
Sounds
good. We've got to give people an opportunity
so
to jump in. You lose track of time.
I know.
So before we run off and take a break, I want to remind everybody about our free weekly newsletter that we put out every Friday. It's been going out since March of 2009 when the market was at its lowest.
There you go.
And if you want to get...
A little longer than we were on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to get our free weekly newsletter, go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and you'll start getting our free weekly newsletter called Planning Pointers into your inbox, 10:30 every Friday morning. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, more from our special 10th anniversary show of Dollars and Cents right here on North Shore 104.9.
Congratulations, Mark, on 10 years of bringing financial planning in a language you can understand to the North Shore radio audience. While his mother would be glowing with pride, we're not surprised, since Mark's career is full of accomplishments, starting with theatrical performances as a child in community theater, continuing through high school, college, and then on to the world stage with the Up With People organization, culminating in a halftime performance at the Super Bowl back in 1986 with 500 friends from around the world. His most significant accomplishment was finding Laura while producing karaoke at a restaurant in Faneuil Hall, which led to marriage and their raising 5 great kids. His accomplishments on the North Shore include leadership positions in the city of Peabody, North Andover, and chairing the B'nai B'rith booth at the Topsfield Fair, which continues to this day. With his mother's social skills and a little business help from yours truly, we are truly proud of his accomplishments and look forward to what comes next. Congrats, Mark. Bye for now.
Of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is a bright and early Sunday morning, February 6th. It is chilly outside, but we are nice and warm in this, at least this part of the studio, right?
We certainly are. If you walk out the door, it's a little chilly. But
it is.
And then if you go outside,
it's even colder.
Yikes. We
can't believe it.
Thank God for garages.
No kidding. Yeah, I feel bad. We're going to bring in our Director of Financial Planning in a minute, Kristen Karcher, who spent about 16 hours this morning chipping ice off his car. He can tell us all about that experience.
But it's warmer in Boston, I bet.
But we are here in studio today celebrating our 10th anniversary. We are doing this Facebook Live as well. If you'd like to watch, go to Facebook, find Friedman Financial on Facebook, and click on the Facebook Live link. We've got people here in studio. We've got some well wishes. Geez, I just listened to my father, who sent in a video clip. Dad, thanks for that, but it felt like my eulogy.
Yeah. I think you're still alive, right?
I'm still alive.
Pretty alive today.
Thanks for celebrating. Telling everybody about all the accomplishments. When I'm listening, I'm going, did I die? So, no, I'm still here.
Well,
plenty more to go. So, yes,
I
got a preview. So, Dad, you know, hey, I'm not planning on dying, but, you know, if you need at least you got something to work off of now, if I happen to predecease. But we're not talking about that, right?
No, I hope not.
We're not, because we're looking to celebrate 10 more years here on the radio station, right here on North Shore 104.9, delivering financial advice in a language you can understand. All right, so what...
So speaking of Facebook...
Oh, yes, when we last left, thank you for reminding me what we were talking about before.
Yes, so we are Facebook Live, so we all know that Facebook did survive
since it
went public.
It did survive 10 years ago, and it did
better than
$38 a share, right?
It did do better than $38 a share. So this week, Facebook has struggled the last few days. And actually, it struggled since... sort of the fall of last year, but it closed on Friday at $237 a share.
Well, that's really good.
That is good. It had been. However, hold on.
Did you know to 200? That's a 55% annualized return over 10 years, Marion.
Yeah, not too bad, huh?
Not too bad
for a company that nobody thought was going to make any money or even survive.
Yeah, but people are disappointed in Facebook, aren't they?
That's exactly right. Because back in September, it was $378 a share. It actually had a day this week that I think it went down 25%.
Yeah, 25 or 26%.
Yeah, so you know that's a little bit of a stomach churning event for those who own Facebook or had a lot of big position there.
So I'm going to bring in our director of financial planning, Christian Karcher, here. Into this mix. Yeah, throw on your headsets there, Christian. And you got your microphone there. Can we just say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
All right, so good. Look at how thin you are. My goodness. I mean, you're back to high school weight, huh?
Well, I had a wedding last year, so, you know, had to keep it off and see.
Wow, look at you. I'm not used to seeing him in a sweater. Christian's usually like in a sport jacket or something. So, wow, good for you. Good for you. So, no, the reason that I wanted to bring him in for the Facebook thing was we had mentioned in the office this week when Facebook dropped 26%, the amount of money that was lost in Facebook because it's such a big company was the value of losing what, Christian? Remember what it was?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
The entire company.
Gone.
Not like the McDonald's down the corner. No, the entirety of McDonald's.
So what Facebook
or
was.
AT&T.
AT&T, another one. Can you believe that? So Facebook drops 26%. The amount of money that Facebook lost is the equivalent of McDonald's. All of the McDonald's, right? It's crazy. Or AT&T, which was a behemoth.
Was once, right.
And they keep spinning
lots
off
of competition
stuff now.
But
what's interesting is that Facebook, you know, people talk about the S&P 500 and they wonder, you know, how am I doing compared to the S&P 500 with all these indexes and stuff? But people don't realize the market cap weightings that play into an index. You don't just take 500 stocks, divide it by 500 to get the index price on an S&P 500. It's market weighted, and Facebook is one of those big market weighted companies. And you know, when that goes up or down.
So the companies with big valuations, and that
better word, you know, financial advice in a language you can understand.
No, rather than market cap. Think about it. The total value of the company. So companies that have much higher total values represent a bigger weight in the S&P 500. So something like Facebook and the top five tech companies can represent, you know,
sometimes 20%.
I think it's been even higher than that at times, but typically in the teens. So a big percent of those 500 stocks, only five companies.
So when a stock like Facebook drops 26%, that's going to have an impact on the NASDAQ, which is
a very large impact on the NASDAQ.
But just because the NASDAQ dropped doesn't mean that many of the other tech stocks in the portfolio went up. In fact, do you know the day after Facebook, remember which stock went up, Christian? The day after?
Amazon
had put out their earnings, and they were really big. I mean, so it's this balancing act. Amazon came out with the announcement of doing what?
They're going to raise the price of Amazon Prime.
Well, there's that. They're raising the price.
There's an alert for everyone out there.
17% increase on Amazon Prime for all of you folks. And by the way, what I learned is it's actually a bigger increase if you pay monthly. Did you know that 50% of Amazon subscribers pay for Amazon Prime monthly?
They get more. So Amazon makes more money like that. It's always been more monthly, I believe.
It has been annually,
which is typical.
Yeah, I mean, you pay monthly, don't you?
I'm thinking that I'm probably paying monthly for my Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Let's give Christian some financial advice in a language you can understand.
I think a lot of people do it monthly because they feel like they're going to just cancel it after.
And that's what people said. You know, well, some months I might not need it. I mean, I know Laura's in the studio with me, and I think we have a Amazon package delivered daily. If not Amazon packages with an S at the end of it.
You got a big family.
We do. Everybody's, I mean, my kids have toilet paper delivered to their apartments through Amazon. I mean, because they just don't want to lug it.
Well,
you live in an apartment. I mean, yeah, you gotta get that.
You gotta park, and then you gotta walk to the apartment building, and then you gotta walk up the three flights of stairs, and you're carrying all your other groceries too, and those toilet papers take up a lot of space, so it's nice to just order them on Amazon.
And, you know, if you need a, if you're running low on toothpaste, I guess you can just have it delivered in a day.
Yeah.
And you'll have a tube, a little box, a little tube of toothpaste.
In our mailbox. It's great.
Yeah, it's crazy. So one of the things that I was thinking about as we think about this 10-year anniversary show is that how the cost of goods have changed. Now, I know you are soon to be a condo owner or a home owner, we could call that, right?
What's the convention on when you're allowed to announce that?
I don't know.
Well, because you buy it.
You're soon to be. You haven't been to the closing because anything can happen, right?
That's right.
But I thought it was interesting. 10 years ago, the cost of an average home in America. Now, this is America, the whole country, not just Massachusetts, America, the whole place. 10 years ago, the average cost of a house, $202,000. $202,100 is what it was. Today, here we are now, 10 years later, $408,000 is the average home price. Now, here in Massachusetts, people are going, yeah, right, $408,000. But across the country. But if you think about that, $202,000 to $408,000 over 10 years is pretty much a double. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we use the rule of 72...
It should double in 10 years.
It doubles in 10 years. But what was the average growth rate?
7%.
See, so that's where we got the smart people in the room. See, I didn't need the they didn't even need the calculator. About 7.2% is what happens because it's the rule of 72. So if you have your, if you wonder how long will it take for something to double, you say, Mark, I got $100,000 I want to invest. I want it to become $200,000. And you have to ask the question, well, how much is it going to, you know, how much do you need to earn to make it double? You've had those experiences. You understand that concept,
yes,
of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you try to explain that a little bit to our listeners?
Right. So you have to figure out first what interest rate are you going to use for your assumption? That's something we talk a lot about in the office, trying to figure out assumptions on growth rates. So if you said in this case, because it ended up being about 7%, if you wanted it to double in 7 years, or I'm sorry, if you wanted it to grow at 7%, how long would it take to double? You take 72 and you divide it by your the rate of return you're going to use. So in this case, 7, and you get about 10 years. And that's
how many
years.
It's that simple. So when you want to learn how to double your money, you have to know the rule of 72. But it's really that simple. It's the rule of 72. So, some other things over the past 10 years, Marion, haven't doubled, have they?
They haven't. No, there are certain things that. So we look at one of the striking things to me was we looking at gas prices right now. I know you don't have to fill your tank, but Christian does.
Yeah, because I'm saving the environment by driving a Tesla.
Yes.
Well, that's not what some people think, but whatever.
You make up for it in other areas, but all good.
Well, I went when I felt like I was saving the environment by buying a Tesla. At least I felt that way.
Yeah.
Because not putting this combustible gas and all this other emissions into the air.
And that is a very good step.
Yep. But one of the things that I didn't like 10 years ago, or actually a few years ago, when I bought the Tesla, remember we were trying to save the turtles. Mm. And everybody said we cannot use plastic straws anymore. And we had paper straws everywhere. So I said, you know what? I love turtles, but I'm not going to give up a paper disintegrating straw. And so I said, you know what? I'm doing my part by buying a Tesla. So instead, I bought a case of plastic straws that I carry around with me when I go to restaurants and they hand me a paper one. I pull out my own plastic straw. It's my little secret, little dirty secret.
We won't tell anyone.
All right, what else?
Okay.
So,
Christian, last time you filled up your tank with gas, do you remember how much you paid for a gallon of gas?
I think I paid $3.29.
Okay. The average price of a gallon of gas 10 years ago was $3.91.
10 years ago, right?
10 years ago. That's exactly right.
And who was the president at the time?
Barack Obama.
That's right.
He had just gotten reelected.
Just been reelected.
He was about to be reelected.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. So, do you know who he ran against?
Yes. Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah.
There you go.
Well, he's
Utah, Massachusetts,
wherever he wants to be from. He's really from Utah.
There you go.
Senator from Utah right now, right?
He is, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that price of gas was about the highest average price ever of a gallon of gas.
So here we are today, people complaining about gas at what price? What did you pay, three something?
$3.29. Something like that.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And they're all complaining that the gas prices are too high, they need to be lower.
Yeah.
They seem to forget where we were 10 years ago.
Yeah, the, most definitely. And but don't we always, don't we forget the things, you know? That
of course we do, but the thing is if gas was at $3.90 10 years ago, and the cost of homes doubled in 10 years, shouldn't gas also double in 10 years? Well, not everything. The whole point is that in 10-year bands, not everything doubles. Not everything moves in the same price progression. Here's another good one. Did you know that 10 years ago, you know, William Devane was out promoting gold, probably back then too. Gold was selling for $1,559 an ounce 10 years ago. Today, gold, you know, because you want to hold on to gold as an inflation hedge, I guess. Gold today, price $1,612. So that's over 10 years, it's gone up over 10 years, 3%. Over 10 years. Divide that by 10. Your average rate of return on gold, based on these numbers, is 0.3%. In fact, I think I told you earlier that the one-year CD rate was 0.43 10 years ago, and today it is 0.53. You got a better rate of return on a one-year CD than you did on gold over 10 years.
That's scary.
Well, but now, no, don't get me wrong. The price of gold has shot up. It's been in the 2000s.
Correct.
But generally, you don't sell gold. You hold gold. Gold doesn't produce dividends.
Right.
You can't walk into a 7-Eleven with a brick of gold and peel off a few slices for a Slurpee. You can't do that because no one's giving you change for gold, right?
You can wear it.
You can wear it. You can wear it. And then again, who's wearing gold these days? It seems like people are wearing silver or white gold
white
these
gold,
days. White gold,
you know.
Who's wearing the orange gold these days? Christian looks like he wants to say something.
I'm wearing the orange gold
well,
these days.
Well, yeah, me too. My wedding ring. Well, that's the old wedding. That's the wedding ring thing.
Well, Lauren, he's brand new. He just got married.
Oh, that's right.
Coming back into style.
Well, that's the band. You're not wearing the big neck. Well, you don't wear bangles and necklaces. I mean,
it would not match
your hair, though.
There you go. The golden head.
We are here live in studio celebrating our 10th anniversary of being on the radio. Friedman Financial, of course, has been around for a lot longer than that, 52 years, providing financial advice in a language you can understand.
We look pretty good for that, huh?
We
look pretty good.
Well, I have admit, you know. Well, Dad, frankly, started the firm back in 1968. I should give him a shout out, even though he did deliver my eulogy in the last segment. Thanks. And I know Dad's listening. So, yeah, Dad started the firm in 1968. I joined the firm in 91. You joined the firm in 2000. Dad then retired in 2007. And here we are, some 54 years, almost 54 years later, because he started April of 1968. Christian joined the firm in
2017.
Oh, you want to hear a fun fact before we go for a quick break? So we were talking about the big snowstorm that happened a few weeks ago, the last 2 weeks ago maybe. And we were making references to the blizzard
of 78.
The blizzard of 78. We're all talking about it. Judy was talking about it with us. And Christian says, where were you, Christian?
I was not born.
Christian wasn't born yet.
Well, the real funny thing was Jody and Sonia
both saying
they hadn't been born yet either.
So Marion and I are the only two people in our office that work there full time that were born for the blizzard of 78. And that made us feel pretty old.
I was actually driving, so.
Yeah, well, I was born. I mean, I was.
Exactly. You weren't ready.
I was 11.
To drive yet.
No, I was 12. I was 12. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, we have more financial advice in a language you can understand right here live from the Treetop Studios of North Shore 104.9. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, Mark. Dan Arnold here. Hey, I want to congratulate you on 10 great years on the air with Dollars and Cents. The amazing work you've done is such a credit to your professional insight, commitment, and dedication. As a result, Dollars and Cents has not only provided valuable financial literacy for the community, But you've done it so in a way that is thoughtful, engaging, and highly accessible to many. I also want to congratulate you on celebrating 30 years with LPL this past July. It is incredible to think about how many families you have helped achieve their life goals and dreams over the course of your career. Hey, it's an honor and a privilege to be your partner. And on behalf of the LPL family, best wishes for your continued success. And here's to another extraordinary decade for you and Dollars and Cents.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's not about the money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We're Facebook Live here in the studio today celebrating our 10th anniversary. I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman.
Hey, Mark.
Hey there. And our director of financial planning, Christian Karcher. Christian, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
So, Christian, you got up this morning and I know you've got an apartment in Boston.
Yep.
And was it easy just hopping in the car and driving off?
No, it was not. I didn't, I should know this, but I did not clean off my car after the slushy flurries of Friday. So I had about an inch and a half of ice covering my entire car. So I just picked away at it for, 15 minutes, broke my windshield wiper on accident. And we're
but you're used to that. You're from Wisconsin anyway. So.
Yeah, I sure am. By the way, you guys talking about cows without the resident Wisconsinite earlier in the first segment, I'm a little annoyed.
Well, I'll tell you something about cows, actually. So years ago, 30, God, it's more than that, 19, no, it's...
But you can't milk the plastic
You can't
cows,
milk
right?
the plastic cows from
That's
from,
okay.
from Hilltop. But so I traveled in a music group called Up With People, which my father mentioned in my eulogy earlier today.
You'll always be known by that.
But when I was traveling around the country, traveling on a bus, we're traveling through the mid part of the country, and I'm sitting with a friend of mine, looking out the window, and I go, "Oh, look at all those cows out there." She says, "Mark, those aren't cows; those are bulls." I'm like, "What's the difference?" I mean, growing up here in Massachusetts,
we only knew the plastic ones.
That's all we knew. So I didn't have the resident Wisconsin guy. I knew the plastic cows in Hilltop. So I didn't know that there was a difference between cows and bulls. That was my education back then.
Wait till you hear about chickens and roosters.
Yeah, well, we learned that, incidentally, got to be, what, about 7 or 8 years ago, when Laura said, let's get a chicken coop in our backyard. And we built a chicken coop, and we got 7 chickens, because I was told that you can't get roosters because roosters are just too noisy. Well, I get that, but I didn't realize that roosters were the boys and the chickens were the girls. I had no idea. I just figured all chickens lay eggs, but apparently, I needed to grow up on a farm. So instead, we're doing this.
Or take a biology class. That's
true. Oh, man. He's throwing the jabs at me today. Good for you. Good for you, Christian. So, A couple other things we want to talk about. Look, we've been doing this for 10 years on the radio, but we've been doing financial planning
for
a long time.
Very long time.
And it's so interesting over the past few years, how many people have come into our office and they've said, wow, all of the other people we've worked with have just usually focused on my investments. They want to tell me to buy something, to sell something. But you're really looking at the big picture. And I know, Christian, you get very much involved in the day-to-day financial planning activity mm-hmm. when new clients come into the office. Maybe you can give our listeners some kind of a sense as to the work that you're doing as director of financial planning and trying to craft what that financial plan looks like.
Right. I think it really always starts in that first meeting when they come in expecting, you know, advice on investments. And that's very much geared towards what questions they're asking you. And you really have to reset the expectations to say, okay, so we're going to put the investments to the side. In fact, when we do a financial plan, investments go at the very, very end. And it's kind of an ancillary piece to the whole thing because realistically, one mutual fund versus another, that's not worth an entire conversation in comparison to what, you know, your estate planning documents. Do you have them? Are they up to date? Are they accurate to what you actually want them to say? A lot of people will get estate planning documents drafted, and then they never know what it actually says in there. They know what they told the attorney they want, but that doesn't mean that it necessarily didn't get lost in translation. So helping them understand what they have now is really step number one with estate planning documents, insurance coverage, life insurance, disability, looking at their cash flow. I always find it the most fun I have is looking through and trying to figure out how much someone spends.
Yeah, it's funny when you and I sit in a meeting, or Marion and I will sit in a meeting with a client and we'll say, well, as we're doing this financial planning analysis, how much do you think you spend on a month-to-month basis? And they throw out this number, and sometimes they even write it on our fact finder, what they think they spend monthly or over the course of the year. And we kind of look at each other and go, they have no idea what they're talking about. Because we know, looking at their income and the money that they have, that we are going to really enlighten them when we do the financial plan to expose them to what they're really spending. I know you find that all the time, right?
Yeah, people a lot of times think they're spending much less than they actually are. And one of the biggest telltale signs, and I think it's something that, you know, when we do the analysis, we can very easily figure out about how much you're spending. But even before the analysis, if you are making, you know, if you say, I bring home each month, I bring home $6,000. That's how much my take-home income is. And you say, well, I spent about $4,000. And then you only have $1,000 in your bank. I can look at that and say, you're clearly spending all the money that's coming into the household.
Exactly.
Because it's not building up anywhere. So that's kind of warning flag.
But there's always, but we had to do the chimney this year. Or we had to, you know, redo the driveway. Or we needed to replace the boiler. Or there was a wedding. There's always going to be that stuff. And so as we, and that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the way this, you're spending the money. It's let's just make sure that you truly understand what it is that you're spending so that when you approach retirement, we're setting our expectations properly because when you retire, you've got Social Security, perhaps a pension, and drawing income from the money that you have. And you see that all the time, Marion, that we have to adjust what we take from our clients' portfolios to help them understand what they need.
Oh, most definitely. Of course. And, you know, I find a lot, so the clients will come in, and you're right in that they don't know what they're spending. But a lot of times they look at what they spend as just the discretionary money they spend, not the fixed costs. So, for instance, they might forget that they spend money on, let's say, car insurance, particularly if they pay it once a year, or housing, insurance for your house, things like that. They just forget all of that stuff.
So. I always find it interesting when someone comes in and they say, well, we don't have any debts.
Except the mortgage.
No debts, but you have a mortgage, right? Well, you're counting that as a debt? Yes, because that's stuff that you owe. You have a car loan. You might have a student loan. But people seem to think when they're thinking debts, I have no credit card debt, or I have no personal. No, some people do have credit card debt, and we talk about that.
But it's interpretation.
It really is, and it really comes down to the language that you use about money with the family that you're with your coworkers, with your neighbors, whatever it is. And one of the things that we've been able to learn is this language of money over all these years, and being able to try to interpret what somebody says to us. Many people will say to us, well, I have a trust. And what happens when they say that, Christian or Marion?
what is in the name of the trust? What does the trust say? And what is the trust doing?
Right. Most people have no idea. And
of course not.
And people will say they have a trust, but there's nothing in the trust. Right?
Right.
And the big one that we've been learning lately is maybe people will come to us and they'll say, I've been working with a financial advisor, or our number of financial advisors, and they're exploring working with us. They're looking for a second opinion in some cases. And I'll say, well, tell me, what is it that you're paying for your investments? How are you paying the financial advisor? What is it costing you to work with them? And their answer is, they have no idea. And gosh, could you imagine our clients answering a question not knowing how they pay us?
I can't imagine that, but I've been doing it for a long time in that, you know, where our fees are all very explicit, whereas most people and many financial advisors, and you know what, this is perfectly appropriate for a lot of people, they pay within the mutual fund, so they don't really see that fee explicitly. They don't pay it to somebody, and that of course makes it a hidden sort of a hidden fee. It's usually disclosed, but they might forget about it. So
it's in the fine print somewhere.
Or it's exactly right. In a 15-page stack of papers that they hand you at the very end or beginning.
Yeah, and so one of the things that we've taken great pride in is our transparency in the work that we do.
Right, we're very explicit about everything that we do. So you know if you are going to pay us a 1% fee, that's what you pay us.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Or if you're going to pay us to do financial planning.
If you pay us to do financial planning, then yes, $3,000 or $5,000 or whatever it might be.
We lay it all out for you.
We lay it all out, and you know that before you sign anything.
Right, and everything at our office starts with an initial consultation. Mary, maybe you can talk a little bit about what happens in that initial consultation.
It's very scary because we're very intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As you can see by what we look like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you all see that we have a face for radio now because we're doing Facebook Live today, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I said I was a little bit concerned, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know. Anyways, so the initial consultation, it's just for us to get to know you and you to get to know us. We ask you a variety of questions about goals and aspirations. I mean, primarily, you know, and then sort of we try to put money, how much is this going to all cost you? And how much longer are you going to work? And then we delve into, you know, what are the resources that you have that you can use to achieve those goals. So a lot of the conversation is about that.
But Christian, when we do these initial consultations, yep. We're asking people to gather some information for us. Yep. And I think people are fascinated when we're asking for information far beyond their investment statement. What else might we ask them?
So maybe not for the initial consultation, but we need 6 months of bank statements. That's how we figure out their spending. We usually take a look at your tax return. There's a lot of interesting information on the tax return. Sometimes we find, what is this 1099 statement here? And they go, well, I don't know. And it ends up being that they own some stock that they were gifted many years ago.
We find stuff all the time.
So we find stuff all the time with the tax return, insurance endorsement pages saying what you have for your homeowners and your auto insurance, obviously all your statements, estimates for pensions and Social Security. So we really go, we've got a whole list. There's about 15 items on it. That we ask for up front.
Yeah, so if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, if now's the time that you want to say, you know what, I want to know where everything is and what everything is worth, I hope you'll give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. You can look us up on the internet, of course, FriedmanFinancial.com. Everyone knows the expression. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. There's actually a tab that's called New Client Information. You can go to that tab, pull down everything there. It kind of walks you through everything that we do at the office, what the costs are, what we, you know, how we work with you. Lots of great information there. But we got to take a quick break. We got to, we're going to take a quick break. But when we get back, there's more, a little bit more. I want to talk about what our outlook is for the next 10 years. Think about that as we go. We're going to forecast. We've looked back 10 years. We're here today. Let's take a look to see what the next 10 years might look like for your portfolio, for your financial life. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial right here on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, Mark. It's Karen Nassimbeni from North Shore Music Theater. I can't believe it's been 10 years already that you've been on the air with Dollars and Cents. You know, from the start, you've been a true natural, and I've always admired how at ease you are. I know that's because you not only truly love what you do, but you are a performer at heart and love to entertain people. One of my favorite events of the year is your client appreciation cruise, where you are always an incredible host and the absolute man killing it on the karaoke mic. I also want to say thank you for all of the great work you do in the community, from entertaining people in restaurants to your legendary work for the temple at the Topsfield Fair to being a longtime supporter of the theater and sponsor of the Friedman Financial Broadway Club. You are always giving back and leaving the world a better place. Mark, you give financial advice that people can relate to and understand, and always have the most interesting guests. Here's to the next decade of shows and the memories you'll be making and the good financial word that you'll be spreading to help folks have a more secure financial future. Congratulations, my friend. Cheers to the next 10 years.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Money, 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 money.
Back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are in our last and final segment of our 10th anniversary show, live from the Treetop Studios of North Shore 104.9. Not only are we live in studio, you're listening to us, but if you go to Facebook Live, you can find us on video as well. You actually get to see that we all have faces for radio. my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Located right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. I'm joined by my two co-hosts today, Marion Gilman, my business partner. How are you doing, Marion?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
And Christian Karcher, our director of financial planning.
Good morning.
So I have to apologize, Christian. I was listening to the ad that we did last week to promote the show, and I realized I referred to you as our director of first impressions.
I'm Jody now?
I guess you were Jody. So I didn't realize I said it until I listened to it on Sunday. So, this is really interesting. If you're sitting right now in Daria's Cafe in Middleton on Route 114, hello, Daria. I was there last Sunday because we had the snowstorm. And so we called in a show, and Laura and I go to Daria's Cafe last Sunday. We're sitting in the booth, and I'm listening. It's like, Laura, I'm hearing myself on the radio. I didn't know that Daria plays 104 North Shore 104.9 all the time. So, Daria, big shout out to you. I know
all the best places play it.
That's right, all the best places. And she has got a great place for breakfast. I was there just yesterday. I took Alana there for breakfast. And we'll be sure to be back there again real soon. So, shout out to Daria's. We've only got a few minutes left in the show. I want to bring some people up to date on a couple things. Because as you start thinking about the future, what does the next 10 years look like? We've talked about great success over the past 10 years. In fact, 10 years ago, the Dow Jones Industrial was at 11,326. What was the performance of the Dow over the past 3 years leading up to that? Well, that was, according to this report here that I have, it was 18.7% annualized over the 3 years leading up to that 2012. So now we go from 2012 to 2022, where we are today. We've gone now from...
Dow is a little higher.
Yeah, gone from 11,326 to 34,580. That's an average rate of return of 21% a year. Now, we didn't get 20%, 21% every year, but that's what it's been.
Correct.
And so, should we be expecting for 21% rates of return for the next 3 years or 5 years, Marion?
No.
Really? Christian,
don't
Christian,
count
you,
on
you,
it.
Do you have a better answer?
No, I defer to Marion on these questions.
Come on! But still, I mean, our goal has been always to do what from a performance standpoint?
6 to 8%.
And that is with 100% in the stock market?
That is not with 100% in the stock market because, you know, most of our clients are 55 plus typically.
Right.
You know, they're getting ready for retirement.
That's or in retirement.
Or are in retirement, that's correct. 65% of our clients live off the money they have invested with us. So we have to take a much broader perspective to that. We have to create income for clients, and that's an extremely important component of what we do. And thus, we have to have a well-diversified portfolio, as we chatted about briefly in one of the previous segments. So we have to have a well-diversified portfolio. And with that, we have stocks, stock mutual funds, and bonds in the portfolio. So on average, we hope for a 6 to 8% return. It rarely, if ever, hits 6 or 8%.
That's right. It's usually more or less, right?
It's usually more or less. It almost always is more or less. I mean, whatever. But on average, if we can get that kind of a return, you know, we can project out pretty clearly that give the amount you could take and still be able to reach your financial goals.
Do you see the future as being pretty bright moving forward?
I do. I'm very optimistic. I mean, you know, I think you have to be in many ways to have a fulfilling life, because if you're pessimistic, you know, it's kind of dreary, isn't it?
And that's despite the political climate, the economic climate, the weather, whatever it is.
As they say, you know, we've been through this before, right?
We have. I mean...
Well, when I was looking for stories that happened 10 years ago, one of the things was Apple and Amazon both, they use the word plunge. They love using that word. Plunged because Apple lost a court case about the name of the iPad. And now looking back on that, that was the smallest blip in the world, something that you don't even need to worry about. But a lot of times we blow these small events or these things that seem to be concerns now way out of proportion. And while they might be concerns now, oftentimes they get rectified or changed or fixed going forward. And they end up being something that no one really thinks about 10 years down the road.
Yeah, so as we roll out of this show and start to flip this thing over to Scott Whitley to talk about great restaurants and places to eat, we do share a sense
Sounds
of optimism.
Good.
We
Absolutely.
Do an absolute share a sense of optimism. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning needs, we seriously hope that you'll give us a call. 978-531-8108. The people that you see in front of you, if you're watching on Facebook Live, are the people that you will meet in our office. I mean, we're not going to farm you off into some institutional platform where you never get to know the people who you're working with. We are the faces of the firm. But we need to get out of here to make room for Scott's face and Carol's face and everybody else that talks about food and money. Well, food in his case, money in my cases. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It was a special day, special 10th anniversary. We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.